Yo, yo,
check this out.
Check this out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard.
Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
Sound of City Focus with Simon Says.
Okay, so live in the building. It's about to happen. I told you we have not one but two artists here with us right now. We have someone who has been on the show before. He goes by the name of Miguel Priguero.
Correct.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And
for
we also have Gabriel in the house. Man,
yes,
I'm so happy. It's the first time we're meeting.
Definitely, man. So it's long overdue, actually, man.
So first and foremost, I want to say welcome to it. Welcome to Simon Says. Welcome
Thank
to Good Hope FM. They aren't usually this many lights, but I think they caught wind of who's coming into the building today.
Yeah.
The new song is out. It's called Way She Moves. You both are gleaming, you're glowing, you're smiling.
We are.
Yeah, man.
Miguel, tell me, how are you feeling about that at the moment?
We are so overwhelmed already by the reception we've received just in the last couple of days. It's been incredibly positive. We put this track together without any expectations.
Okay.
And so far, so good. And we just can't wait to keep going. So, yeah.
Gabriel, tell me, where did you guys meet?
At university. Actually.
Okay.
Way back in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were we studying the same thing or something different?
Yeah. Studying music.
Both studying music. Same place.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the collaboration actually only happened like years later.
Because
we weren't actually close at that time. We were just classmates, you could say.
Yeah.
And then we became gym bros.
Ah.
Yeah, it started at
started
gym.
The gym.
Okay.
The bromance started with the weights.
I mean, the bromance.
You know? I love that, though. And then eventually you got to making music together and so forth. Tell me, Miguel, apparently you opened for Craig David.
A little birdie told me.
A little birdie told me that I was in the room one day.
It's actually very much because of you.
No, it wasn't.
It is. It is.
I can't take full credit for it. There were other people involved. But anyway, so the story goes to our listeners. If you just joined in, we're chatting to Miguel Priguero as well as Gabriel. So story goes like this. Miguel Priguero is not here, right? Craig David is here, sitting in the seat that Gabriel's sitting in right now.
What?
Yeah. You're a Craig David fan?
Yeah.
Massive fan.
Since a child, man.
Okay. Okay. So, so Miguel is not here, but somehow Miguel is connected to the team that brought him here, the team that's doing his PR and so forth, and his name pops up off air, and Craig David's like, oh, okay, cool, okay, who's Miguel, and then myself and someone else, I just need to think who that other person was right now, it eludes me, but anyways, we are just hyping up Miguel. We're like, oh no, Craig, you gotta meet Miguel. You gotta meet Miguelito. He's tall, he's handsome, he can play football, he can sing. And Craig's like, oh, no ways. I wanna meet him. Send me his songs. The next thing, I'm performing at the concert. I get there and I see Miguel's there. I'm like, hey man, what you doing here? He's like, no, I'm performing.
What?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It literally started in this room.
Jeez.
But we were only speaking the truth, man. And your performance was lovely.
It's a lot of it goes down to you hyping me up like that when I wasn't in the room. So I'm incredibly thankful for that.
Mm. I'm incredibly thankful that when I called you that day to come play football, you came through and you did a fantastic, stellar job.
Thank you.
Gabriel, let's talk about your full-time performer. I know you've been doing a whole lot of shows, some of them cover shows mostly.
Yeah.
Right?
Shows,
that's exactly how I got into music. I started doing...
Nice.
Theaters and so forth, doing disco shows, Motown shows and so forth. So I want to know from you, do the covers that you sing kind of prepare you for the music you're going to make?
100%.
The music you want to make or the music you don't want to make?
Oof, it's a bit of both, actually, because I think ultimately it would boil down to your style and what feels true to you. So obviously... During these shows, I would look at the songs that I resonate with, and my performance is naturally there. Like the energy's there because I resonate more with it. You know what I mean? Like the other songs in the shows, obviously, they didn't really like catch my vibe when I was growing up. You know, so like my mom was always bumping Your Boys to Men.
Okay,
for example, and one of the covers, one of the shows we do, has a Boys to Men song in it.
Which one?
End of the Road.
Oh.
Come on, End of the Road. And that's a classic, you know what I mean? So for me, I was like, okay, this is my pocket.
Yeah.
So whenever we get to that part of the show, I'm like, I'm in it, you know?
Okay.
And that's the sort of music that I've grown up listening to. And I'm like, okay, this is how I want to express myself one day.
Okay.
You know? So obviously, R&B now is a lot more modern, you know?
So
it's not the same, but I knew from the jump that, okay, R&B is where it's at for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But this collaboration was a bit different as the people probably are going to be able to hear.
Yeah, but it sounds good, man.
Thank you, man.
Miguel,
thank
tell
you.
me how How would you describe the record? I mean, it's got a bit of... It's a bit of a mix masala.
Yes, yeah. It definitely has an R&B vocal influence, for sure. I even, from my side, experimented more with the R&B style.
Smooth.
In terms of musically, we do have a very strong Afro-pop influence.
Yeah.
And a little bit, you could say, you can hear a little bit of Latino kind of flair there, for sure.
You don't go anywhere without that.
No, it has to be there. But I would say it's described as an Afro-pop.
Okay.
Yes.
With a drizzle of R&B flair.
Drizzle. Just a light drizzle.
Just a light drizzle.
Okay. So let's play the record, and I'm going to get everyone to listen in, and I want you guys anyone listening now, I want you to let us know how you're feeling about the track. 071-286-0639. It's called Way She Moves. Miguel Pregueiro and Gabriel, they're live in the studio, and we're going to play this song for you right now. Check it out.
I like the way she moves. She made me feel like I'm a dancer.
This one is Miguel Pregueiro, Gabriel. It's called Way She Moves. They're live in the studio. How does it feel to hear it in here?
It's special.
Is it?
It is.
Oh man, I was feeling that. We shot a little music video now. so if you need some clips,
gonna buy that footage from you.
No. You can just send the email through.
Ah, beautiful.
You know your team. Your team is strong, man. Your team is very strong.
We appreciate that. We appreciate the team.
The team is strong, man. When they email, I answer.
Nice.
Yes. Got a message coming through here on the WhatsApp line saying, Miguel Pregueiro is an incredible artist and I love his collab with Gabriel. Nice. Definitely going to be a chart topper.
Ooh, wow. Thank you. We appreciate that. Wow.
And then the next part of the message, let me just read it before I read it. It says, also, I must just say to Miguel, and my baby says she loves me, but the moment that she heard this track, she was like, vamanos.
Oh.
He can be my baby for the night, so I'm just chilling and enjoying my tacos and tequila.
Oh, wow.
But hey, it's like holla at your boy.
Wow. They just threw in my titles of my tracks. That's beautiful.
That's all your songs
Shout
in
out.
One.
That is awesome.
That is RJ. RJ, thank you. We got to give him a round of
applause. Thank you. That is beautiful. Yeah.
It's the kind of listeners we have at Good Hope FM,
That's
you know.
That's awesome.
It's okay. We got creative people listening, man. We have music lovers listening. Another message coming saying, please play that song again.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
We approve of that message.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we can't play it again, but you can go check it out on any of the streaming sites. It is available. How do you see this panning out, man? Do you ever think you could do a project together, an entire project together?
Oh, we have been speaking about that since this promo tour started because we didn't realize, like I said earlier, the feedback we were going to get was going to be this positive. And we're actually discussing a potential project that can align our individual sounds as well as a collective project and as well as shows. We want to do something in Cape Town, a show to launch, let's call it a mini EP kind of thing with a collaborative project where I share some of my own music.
Yeah.
Gabriel shares some of his own music and our own project, which
I
we think
that.
Would be quite awesome.
I think it'll be cool.
Thanks, bro.
You know what it is, man? It's like... there's the sense of don't take this the wrong way. There's a sense of like boy band vibes with like two good looking chaps with beautiful voices that know music and they're just cool and calm and kind. You guys
Thank
are both
you.
Very similar in terms
Thank
of your character
much.
And I think people would resonate with that beyond the music either way, man. So I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you.
If you need a third member, I'm kidding.
Listen, let's make it happen. Start with the feature.
Thank you so much for coming through, Gabriel. Is there anything you wanna leave us with? Any other, if you have a message to anyone who's in the industry, kind of in the space that you're in, you're making your music but you're still doing shows, you're still doing cover shows. We gotta perform, we gotta, you know, put in the 10,000 hours, we gotta make money
for sure.
If there's anyone who's trying to cross over, do you have a word of advice for them?
I would say collaboration is king. That's one thing that this whole experience has taught me, because like Miguel said, we came into this with no expectations, and like we're here with you now, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and that's an honor, because you know we've been chatting it up like since
for years
2021. Yeah, so it's been some time. So I think it's just that collaboration is king and persistence.
I love that.
You know what I mean? You got to keep going, even if you are working a 9-to-5, whatever brings in the bread.
Yeah.
Keep that going. A lot of people just want to ditch their 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you've got to live. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? You've got to pay the bills.
You got to pay for production.
You got to pay for production. Like, you know,
I think that's something that I always bring up on the show, because I don't think people realize. People think that when you make songs, it's like free because you're talented.
Yeah. No.
Nah.
No,
nah.
It does not. We paid quite a pretty penny for this to be a possibility, you know, like just the track itself for it to be mixed and mastered. We can't send you stuff that doesn't sound.
Of course. You sounds know, beautiful, man.
Mixed and balanced, you know. So,
thank you
so,
for that.
No, we appreciate the opportunity, man. This is mind blowing for us.
It is my pleasure. Miguel Briguero.
Yes.
Como estás? Hey. Listen.
Todo bien.
Listen, tell me about if you want to share anything with the listeners, some of your fans on here. Because obviously, I mean, you've had a few records that we've been supporting.
Yes, you guys have been incredible. Yes.
So
incredible.
You got a bit of a Miguelito vibe fan base going on. Here's another one coming through saying, nice song, love it. I'm tuned in. Great collaboration from Nkosi Kona coming through from Kalicha. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. If I have anything to say for the listeners, and this doesn't just go for people interested in music, I think just don't settle within your own box.
Yeah.
Like, take risks. And, for example, like the cover shows that Gabriel does, you don't know that you like something until you try it. And
absolutely.
When you put yourself in the deep end trying certain genres and sounds, you find that you might actually love it even more than you think. So step out of that box, take risks, don't be scared, and you could create something magic.
Oh, love that. Miguel Briguero, Gabriel, thank you for being here. Thank you for spending time with us. We look forward to the future releases.
For sure.
When they do come out, please send them on my way. And we hope that the song's going to do the things in the chart.
Hey,
fingers crossed.
I mean, the listeners are speaking.
Yo.
The listeners are speaking there. And you know, we follow the listeners. So thank you one more time for being here. If you just joined in, we're going to put this conversation up on the Good Hope FM podcast site. We're going to chop it up and I'm going to share it with the guys. You can follow them on social media. I will tag them on the Good Hope FM page as well as the Simon Says Radio page. So thank you to the guys, and we wish them all the best.
For more, tune in to goodhopefm.co.za.
It's all you need.